Good morning, everybody. It's April 28th, and welcome to the Mayor's Health Roundtable. And we'll start off with opening comments from Mayor Pierce.
Once again, thank you, everybody, for being on this call today. We have some news to give you today, and Chantel's on the line. So, Chantel, if you could, we'll hand it over to you, please. Thanks.
Thank you, Mayor Pierce. The Porcupine Health Unit is reporting one new COVID-19 case among residents in the health unit area. The current number of confirmed cases is now up to 59. We have completed over 1,789 tests as of yesterday, and 524 are under investigation, so we are waiting results for those tests. As reported yesterday, we do have 43 resolved cases, and we still have those three deaths related to COVID-19. The new case is Dale in his 70s from the Timmins area, and he was identified in the process of the investigation of the outbreak at Timmins and District Hospital. The investigation is ongoing at this time to determine any possible linkages. He is currently at home in self-isolation. So again, you can visit our website for more information about the cases that we have had in our area over the last 6 or 7 weeks. Yesterday, the Ontario government released a framework for reopening in our province, which outlines the criteria Ontario Chief Medical Officer of Health and health experts will use to advise the government on loosening of emergency measures, as well as guiding principles for the safe, gradual reopening of businesses, services, and public spaces. Again, the Porcupine Health Unit finds itself in a different stage of the pandemic. We are increasing our testing to be able to gain a better understanding of the COVID situation in our area. This will provide us with a better perspective on where we are at compared to the province. So, as Premier Ford has stated, this will be a very gradual and staged approach to reopening and getting back to some type of normal in our province. We continue to review the most up-to-date information provided by several different agencies: Public Health Ontario, Public Health Agency of Canada, the Ministry of Health, the Government of Ontario, and provide the most recent recommendations through our daily updates, our COVID-19 line, our website, and our Facebook pages. This information is evolving and changes quickly, but we are reviewing everything as it comes in so that we can provide the most current information. We want to take this opportunity to thank our community members for following physical distancing measures and staying at home as much as possible. It is making a difference. These are challenging times, but it's critical that we all keep it up. So hopefully, even though things are looking up across the province, we will remain diligent and follow our precautions closely to ensure that we progress in the right direction and that we follow the path to less cases in our area as well. Just a reminder that we do have assessment centers in Smooth Rock Falls, Hearst, Kapps, Casey, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Horn Payne. Again, you do need an appointment to be able. If anyone, as I previously mentioned, we are hoping to increase testing, to continue increasing testing in our area. So if community members are experiencing even mild symptoms, we do encourage them to visit the Ontario.ca website and complete the self-assessment tool or call the Porcupine Health Unit to discuss testing or to make arrangements for testing. Our COVID-19 information line is open today from 9 to 5, and they can people can call either our 1-800 number or their local health unit office. Again, if people are experiencing some symptoms, that we do recommend that they complete the self-assessment. Also, as a reminder, individuals who have had some testing can access the online test result review on the Ministry of Health, on the Ontario.ca website for their results. We do, however, continue to call individuals with their test results. So we will be calling as well, but if you're anxious to see what your results are or you want to try and access, there is the online test results viewer. Please continue to follow the precautions, so please wash your hands as much as possible. Please maintain a distance of at least 2 meters between you and the next person. Please stay at home as much as possible. Do not go out unless you need to run essential errands, such as groceries or to get medication or to attend a medical appointment. Visit only with people who are within your household. Do not visit friends and families outside of your home. If you are home, please stay sick. Please stay home if you're sick. I think that's it. So be kind, be patient with each other, and help each other out as much as possible. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I'll go to Blaise McNeil from the Timmins and District Hospital.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and everyone else on the call. As I've said in the past, the investigation process is ongoing at Timmins and District Hospital. We remain in outbreak. The safety, well-being of our staff, physicians, and patients remain our top priority. We will continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit throughout this investigation. The report of a positive case is demonstrating that the investigation process in place is working and allowing our staff to respond quickly and appropriately to reduce further spread. In order to safeguard the privacy of our patients and staff, we will not comment on the individual status of the patient or staff. We also would like to acknowledge and thank the province with their announcement of a $4 an hour salary increase for frontline workers in recognition of the intensity of their efforts during this pandemic. We, like many others, are awaiting guidance from the province regarding the implementation of this salary increase. As the province begins to look at steps at easing public measures, we have to remember that these steps cannot be rushed. Relaxing important public health measures too early could lead to the undoing of the progress that we've achieved so far. We are asking the community to please resist the urge to bend public health rules as we finally come into nicer weather. As was announced today, the province has seen a rise in positive cases, with 525 new cases reported today. We are clearly not out of the woods yet. It is vital to our community, healthcare sector, and the health of our frontline workers that we follow the advice of public health to ensure this pandemic is as short as possible. As always, the staff of the Timmins District Hospital are really committed to being there for you when you need us most. We are asking you to stay safe, stay home unless it is for essential travel, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll go to the media to see if there's any questions for the Porcupine Health Unit or the Timmins and District Hospital.
Hi, Dave. It's Bob at Moose FM. I have one question that could be answered either by Ms. Riopelle, Mr. McNeil, or possibly both. If this latest case is part of the outbreak at the hospital, why is he in home isolation now? Was he a patient at the hospital?
I can't comment on that.
I'm not asking for names or any condition or anything. I'm just asking if he had been a patient and why he's at home now.
Well, if he's associated with the outbreak, by definition, he would have been a patient.
Okay, thank you. One more quick question for Chantal Riopelle. You mentioned that the Porcupine Health Unit area is at a different stage of the outbreak as most of the province. So do you foresee the relaxing of rules in the Premier's phased-in approach to becoming possibly later to our region than other parts of the province?
I think it's a little bit too soon to tell. I think we need to continue with our increased testing to make sure that we have a good idea of the situation in our area. Once we have a better idea and we move forward, we'll be able to look at trends, we'll be able to look at the number of confirmed cases or contacts, etc. And we will be following the criteria and the principles outlined in that document. So once the province is moving forward with the action plan, then we'll be able to assess what that looks like in our community.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We had also, it's Jean-Loup from Radio-Canada. Just had a follow-up to Bob's question for Chantal. Madame Riopelle, vous dites qu'on n'est pas rendu au même stage de la pandémie dans le territoire de Porcupine par rapport au reste de la province. Juste pour être sûr de comprendre, est-ce que Porcupine, on est avant ou après la progression des cas par rapport
cas confirmés dans notre région. C'est beaucoup moins que dans autre partie de la région. Alors, je pense que c'est un petit peu trop tôt à dire. Comme j'ai mentionné, on est en train d'augmenter, faire des dépistages supplémentaires pour avoir une meilleure idée où nous situons sur la courbe à comparer à la province. En espérant qu'on est à peu près à la même place, mais on n'a pas assez d'informations encore pour être capable de le déterminer, de l'identifier.
OK, merci. Thank you.
All right. Any further questions?
Yes, I have one. It's Elena.
Go ahead, Elena.
So I know, Chantal, that you said it's kind of too early to tell when our region will possibly start opening up. But I guess when we would start opening up, and it would, I know you said it would be gradual. I guess what does that gradual opening look like?
I guess it will depend on what the direction is from the ministry, because we will be following their direction, their guidelines, when we are easing up on some of those restrictions. So I expect that they will provide us with the information we need at the time, based on an assessment of the province and then based on an assessment of our region. So I'm not too sure what that's going to look like. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay, any further questions? Hearing none, we'll go to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAT.
Thank you and good afternoon. For emergency medical services, yesterday we had 21 calls in the district with 12 in Timmins, and 5 of those 12 screened positive. On food security, 78 meals were distributed at the Lord's Kitchen, with an additional 22 set aside for homeless at Living Space. In terms of the homeless population, last night we housed 54 individuals across the three sites at Northern College, McIntyre, and Living Space. For child care services, additional sites have been approved in Timmins and the town of Cochrane. Application and eligibility information can be found on the DSAB website. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Brian. From the City of Timmins, we do have an update regarding Timmins Transit effective yesterday. Transitioned from the current Sunday service to enhanced Sunday service levels for both conventional and handy transit services. What that means is that conventional buses leave the main terminal at 6:30 in the morning, with the last bus departing the main terminal for the east end at 8:30 p.m. And this will be 7 days a week until further notice. The change in this service level is expected to provide workers with more options for travel to and from essential work sites, and will help with maintaining physical distancing on the buses, particularly in the mornings. While the service will continue to be free, the public is reminded that transit service should be used for essential travel only. At this point, we go to the media for any further questions before handing it over to Mayor Peary.
Yes, it's Ellen. I have one.
All right.
Brian Merck said 5 people tested positive yesterday when they were doing their calls. Is that on top of the 59 that we have now?
No, sorry. What that means is that of the 12 responses from EMS yesterday, 5 people screened positive, which means that they just failed the screening questions conducted by the 911 service and the paramedics when they show up on site, which requires the paramedics to don all the appropriate PPE, and then they get screened again when they get dropped off at the emergency room.
Okay, so that doesn't mean they're confirmed cases?
Correct.
Okay, got you. Thank you.
Sorry, Dave. Jean-Louis again for the mayor this time. You know, yesterday there was nothing about reopening rural regions or the north before the rest of the province in the court's framework. And we just heard Chantal tell us that we don't quite know enough about the spread here to reopen the province. I'm just wondering, you know, Doug Ford himself said, you know, we don't plan on reopening parts of the province before the others. Just wondering if you agree with that.
Well, thank you very much for that question, and my answer is pretty simple. It's irrelevant whether I agree or disagree. The province rules, so we will just do as we're told to. I think the premier was very clear yesterday, and he's been criticized because he didn't put any dates to the reopening. And obviously today's numbers prove that he was correct in that, because there's been an increase. It's all about getting this under control and reducing the numbers. And of course today we had a significant increase Ontario wide in the numbers. And that's obviously what this is all about. On our community front here, very good night last night again. The chief of police is not on the line, and as such, we know it's a quiet night and was a quiet night. And I want to thank again everybody, all the citizens, for responding so well, especially as the daylight gets longer and the days get nicer. So full participation in what is required for us to remain in a strong and safe and healthy community. There was a segue there with Brian in relation to PPE, and I just want to bring you up to speed with the fact that there is a PPE drive that's going on, and it's I believe Dr. Parr that is heading this up, and it's for responders. It's organized by first responders for first responders. So we're looking forward to see this unfold. I'm looking for more information here as to when it will take place.
Highlighted in yellow.
Yeah, in the, pardon me?
May 2nd to do.
Okay, May 2nd to May 9th. Is it a full week? Yeah, May 2nd to May 9th. So, yes, they're asking for anybody to donate PPE that they may have to distribute to the first responders. Again, another sample of the community getting involved and being the author of their own destiny. Thanks very much.
Dave, before you go, I have one more question for Brian Marks, if I could. It's Bob at the Moose.
Okay, go ahead.
Brian, just some clarification here. You said two more daycare centers or daycare services approved to open, including one in Cochrane. Is that only for the children of first responders, or is the town of Cochrane able to open its daycare centers?
No, it's only for emergency employees.
Okay, thank you. And Dave, one more thing before we go, not a question, but I'm looking at the release about the PPE drive, and it runs from 8 to 8 from Saturday, May 2nd until Wednesday, May 6th. That's all. Thank you.
Perfect example of how the media helps us get the message out. Thanks a lot, Bob.
You're quite welcome. Glad to help.
All right. Thanks to all of you on the line. Have a good day.